Fresh perspectives, forward thinking. This is Fresh Forward, a show by young people for young people. Fresh Forward with Sarah Politis and Jordan Foxworthy. Positive, inspiring, fresh forward. Fresh Forward on Empower Radio.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Empower Radio's new program called Fresh Forward. I'm Sarah Politis, and I'm joined by my very good friend and lovely co-host, Jordan Foxworthy. What's up, Jordy?
Nothing much, Sarah. What's up with you?
Not much, just chilling. I feel like every time I hear that introduction, I'm always like dancing in the studio, and whoever's producing for me always looks like I'm crazy, but it's like, you know, like I want to throw like a little fist pump in there or something. But this is our new time slot. We will be live on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Now with our class schedules and extra activities for the fall.
The line's starting again.
Exactly. This is the real world. Summer's over, kiddies. But academics come first. So this is our new time slot, which is awesome. It's going to be a great break from homework and all that fun stuff. But I just want to cut through the jibber jabber and introduce our two guests today because they are so hilarious and so fun. And I'm so excited to find out more about them. We are interviewing Justin Mayo, who is the executive director of Red Eye, and David Hudson, who is his partner in crime. Is that right?
Pretty much,
yes.
what we found out recently is that David is also Dr. Advice.
So is, some would say. I just try to help.
You do help. I know it. So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about Red Eye?
Yeah,
Justin could start.
Here we go. So basically, just wanted to say thank you so much for having both of us on your show. We're both very honored to be here, and we've heard great things, and now we have the honor of doing great things with you guys. So I love
it. Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you for being guests.
So Red Eye is a charity comprised of lots of people, arts, entertainment industry, lots of creative people, and people that want to use their talents and their platforms in life to give back and help others. So it's been way fun because we're based in Los Angeles, but we also go between LA and New York each month. We have an incredible crew out in New York, and we have extensions out in Sydney, London, and Paris. But basically, it's a support system for lots of influencers and creatives that want to do more than just have a platform. They want to utilize that platform for good.
Wow. So what inspired you to start this?
It's been a dream, to be honest, for, I want to say, a little over 12 years now, because just growing up, lots of people were often nice to me because they wanted access to my family, and they're just great people, not anything overwhelming. But people were nice because they wanted access to them, not really because they even cared about me. And it started becoming something that I saw my attitude and my heart start shifting and getting a little jaded towards people, because I felt like people were just being nice because they wanted access, not because they really cared about me. And I was like, wow, there has to be other people that feel like this too. And it's just been one of those crazy stories of just finding the need and trying to fill it, and it's been a fun journey.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Now, David, how did you meet Justin? We told you earlier the story of how Jordan and I met, and everyone else out there that's listening knows the story. How did you guys team up together?
We actually met through a Superhero Justice League. I was Raccoon Boy, and he was Captain Maybe. No, me and Justin met through a mutual friend. We met through mutual friends, and instantly it was just a connection. We both have a very similar beliefs and just an outlook on life, and I really I saw his vision, I saw what he's doing, and it's not just talk, it's not just words, it's action. He does a lot of really great stuff on a daily basis, so I just wanted to connect with his vision and do what I can to help out and do my part.
Aw, how sweet was that? This whole conversation, I know, is just going to be like a Kodak moment. We're just going to make this on.
But he's encouraging everyone.
I might have recorded that so I can replay it anytime when I'm just like, oh man, I need a pickup. And I'm like,
shut up.
Play David.
That's it. That is
Justin, How did you make your vision actually a reality?
Yeah, no, that's actually a great question. It's one of those things that so often, like I was living over in Sydney, Australia, absolutely loving working over there and everything, but for, like I said, now it's been over 12 years, but for years had this dream of, okay, you know, is this possible to try to empower these culture creators, these families of influence and creatives? How is this possible to do something like that? And I remember growing up over and over, people kept on telling me, oh, that's not realistic, or, oh, you know, you have wrong motives. You probably just want to do that so you can be around these different influencers, or, oh, how are you going to be able to finance that? Or, oh, you know, so many different things of bad, bad, bad. And I was like, wow, I'm a horrible human being. I thought I just wanted to help people. But obviously, everyone else told me how I was so horrible. So I was like, okay, bad idea. Tried to scratch it. And then like a year later, the dream came back alive in my heart again. And I was like, man, you know, maybe there's something like more to all this. Like, cause like, I don't understand why this is so strong in my heart. And when I was living over in Sydney, Australia, there's a great book called Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. And what was the tipping point in my life is I could live with moving back from Australia and giving a try to something and it completely flopping. But I couldn't live my whole life wondering if this was something that had to happen.
Right.
If that makes any sense. I couldn't just wonder the rest of my life if it was supposed to be. I'm fine with, you know, failing. I fail all the time, but I just wanted to know. So I moved back from Sydney, Australia to Los Angeles, and it's just been one of those trial by error. Like, everything's relational. We don't have some big marketing budget or whatever. It's like, I remember I started hopping around to different clubs and venues in different places trying to ask people if we could utilize their space for a gathering of young creatives to meet together. And I remember people just laughing at me and just saying, you know, no, that's going to cost you, you know, like $1,000 to rent for an hour for just this one booth and all these different things. And I'm like, wow, we're a nonprofit. We don't got money. So, it's just been one of those things. Well, I'm like, you know, not accepting no as an answer and just pushing through. So it's been fun.
I think it's so great because I know that you guys are like hip and up to date. You have the Facebooks, you have your website, but so much of it seems so very old fashioned. And I think that is genuine because, you know, it is word of mouth and, you know, people pulling in people that they know who also want to help and building up these relationships. And it's almost like you're creating a family.
Yeah, definitely. David, why don't you like share a little bit just about the family aspect of
I was just going to say it's absolutely like a family. It's, and you're so right about it being old fashioned because I've met numerous amounts of people throughout the city without Justin who know Justin, and it's always through another person. It's never hardly ever do I meet somebody that it's through some event or through, like, you know, I don't know, they've heard about him. It's always that they've met him through a friend. And so it just goes to show, I mean, and that was before I was even working much with Justin and Red Eye, is that it just showed me, it kept kind of bringing up in my head and showing me this is, you know, he's someone that really values people, and he's someone that really takes his time with people, especially if so many people remember him. So,
yeah, I remember talking to you, Justin, when we found out we had some mutual friends, even in Australia. So that was awesome.
Don't you know Zach Hunter? Amazing. Someone knows Zach Hunter, and he was our guest last week. So
no way, Zach's a great friend and incredible guy who's out there like making a positive impact and. His family actually told me about Jordan, and I remember, like, I didn't even catch on until, like, we figured out that Zach was our mutual friend, and then we're like, no way!
I love this.
Yeah, it's unreal.
We're using positivity to take the world by storm. That's exactly what's happening.
Yes.
Now, David, you said earlier that Red Eye, you guys just aren't talk. What are some of the actions that you guys are taking?
Well, a great example is, every Saturday morning, Red Eye goes to South Central Los Angeles and they just essentially hang out with the kids. paint nails, play soccer, skateboard, play games, tag. Sometimes we mud wrestle. You can mud wrestle. But we hang out. We have fun. And, like, it's just all about, you know, like, you know, showing people that people care.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing and something that is so lost, especially on among the next generation, because it's all about, you know, I think I that's why I like the old-fashioned, because it's all about electronic networking and staring at a screen, and it's like we need to remember that the most genuine and real thing is a handshake, a hug, you know, a face-to-face hello, and quality time spent. I think that's the most important thing. That's all that Red Eye is. I mean, for me, that's what Red Eye boils down to, is valuing people and influencing higher social standards. So we hang out with the kids. Me and Justin personally just came back from an incredible summit head up by the UN and other various major nonprofits, and we were just there networking with them in New York City, Nexus Global Summit. And it was really, really an amazing time. I mean, it's just like we just are following a path of positivity. That sounds very nice. we're just trying to go where we can help, where we can make a change, where we can meet other people that want to make a change and collaborate on influencing for the better. And yeah, it doesn't matter in which way. We just want to, you know, make a better world out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think David's, like, dead on with that, because, like, so often I think people, they want to help and they want to make an impact, but they don't know how. And I mm-hmm. like, so often with different nonprofits I see, they make it so hard to help. Like, I remember this great organization that I wanted to get involved in. You have to volunteer 40 hours before you can actually help with, like, the kids or whatever. You have to, like, go through all this training and all this different stuff before you can even get involved with, like, you know, actually involved in the humanitarian stuff and all paperwork and all this other stuff. And what we've tried to do with Red Eye is try to create more private yet exciting atmospheres where it doesn't feel like some, you know, community service punishment type thing to engage in, but fun atmospheres where people can rock up, you know, when they're able to. It's not like a guilt trip if you, you know, can't mm-hmm. come for another few months or whatever. Hey, we all understand we have crazy schedules. Let's, you know, make an impact where we can and in our own backyards, because so often I think people think you got to go to the other side of the world to help. And we try to empower that and enable that. But the reality is right here in our own backyards, there's so much need.
Right, absolutely. And that's another thing I was going to ask you is, you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, locally and finding things like that, but what advice would you give to young people who want to make a difference in the world?
Wow, I think, you know, find out, like, what are you passionate about? I remember with my life, my mom would always tell me, you know, instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle. And then people would say, you know, if you could do anything and get paid for it, what would you do? And so that's what I've tried to do with my life is, you know, just find a way to live my life about something I'm passionate about. Americans, statistically speaking, 70 to 80% of them hate their jobs. And I was like, okay, I never need to be someone that's, you know, some big bankroller and all this different stuff, but I want to live a life that isn't just a life of success, but a life of significance. And I believe there's a huge difference between the two and something that often our American culture sometimes confuses. So I may never have, you know, some big black credit card. I may never have this or that, but I am determined to, you know, in the little ways I can, to make a significant impact in the lives of those around me.
Absolutely. And David, do you have anything to add on to that?
Ditto. No, I just completely agree. I don't know. That's me and Justin met up, man, and it was just like a connection that was like, okay, this is someone that I can relate to, understand, agree with, and actually like help make a drastic change and influence around, you know, our surrounding circles. And by, I think by influencing surrounding circles, you're going to be, causing those circles to influence other circles, and it's a chain reaction, you know, it's a snowball. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, but, you know, it's all about you being the one to start it out, and that's why I love Red Eye Again, because it's telling people, it helps people show the way to help. And again, there's no requirement, there's no demand, there's just, okay, you're available, let's do it. Thanks. We're just there. Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where's Red Eye headed now? What's coming next?
Yeah, no, we just had a great thing this last Saturday. We're at the Dream Center, had a huge, and Dream Center is an incredible organization that literally it enables 30 to 40,000 people a week. It feeds a million pounds of food a month.
Wow.
And it helps all these people that are coming out of being like pimps and prostitutes, gang members, just helping women that are coming out of human trafficking and all these other different issues that are so just needing someone to help them. And it's been the greatest thing because the Dream Center has empowered us and saying, hey, you know what? People that, you know, are creative, that have a platform and so forth, also, you know, need a real friend. They also need outlets to be able to give back. It's not just those that are living on the street that need a friend. It's everyone. And so we just this last week had a huge back-to-school giveaway of backpacks for over 2,000 inner-city kids.
Wow.
And it's full of school supplies and everything. And it was absolutely amazing. We had, like, this one big contraption. You sit inside of it, and it's like an 8.0 earthquake. And trying to teach the kids how to prepare for earthquakes in California. So that was hilarious, watching these kids from the, like, from the ghetto and from the projects get in this machine, and it's, like, pushing them all around everywhere. It's hilarious.
Oh,
and then Nickelodeon came and, like, helped create a slime zone for all the kids. And there was, like, this whole beauty school, 40 beauticians that came and did hairstyling and hair, and we had medical clinics, free clothing, and so that was way fun, and raced straight from that to another event that the City of West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce was putting on with Hudson, and basically they had over 5,000 people come to that block party to help provide funding for a new library that they're wanting to create, and it was just so fun because Red Eye was like a featured charity of that event. And so we just go have a great time, get help people know that the opportunities that do exist to give back in humanitarian work. And so, I mean, that was just, what, the other day, and it's exciting. But, yeah, things are always going on. Like David said, every Saturday, the youth mentoring out in the projects. And then we just have lots of fun social things we try to throw in the mix as well, because I think the people that play together, they'll have a better time doing life together.
Absolutely. That's so cool. Like, I wish I was there. I really do. That's awesome. That's very cool.
It's so fun.
Now, earlier you touched a little bit on your UN trip. Are there any moments since the creation of Red Eye that just sort of stick out to you? Anything that anyone said to you or any time when you were helping somebody that you sort of always go back to or reminisce on?
Yeah. I don't know if this is really the right answer, to be honest, but so often have heard people tell stories of, like, the triumphant, wonderful moments that they've had with their businesses and their corporations and nonprofits, and they get up and, yeah, and then someone stepped forward and, you know, donated a massive check, or this person sponsored us or endorsed us and this and that. But you know what? I think the reality of it is for every success moment or two we've had, there's been, you know, at least 8 or 20 zillion different other moments that were hard moments that we chose to push through. And I think so often, like, people love hearing the success stories, but I want to try to keep it really legit with everyone that's engaging in the show right now, because I think so often we only tell the mountaintop moments, but there's been so many you know, valley moments where it's like, wow, you know, am I crazy for thinking we can do this? You know, is this realistic? I didn't plan this event to go like this, or, you know, hey, where's everyone at? Or, like, you know, what am I thinking? And I think, you know, so often you need to make pre-decision decisions on different things. Like, I'll go into events not having a clue of who's going to be there, but I'm determined that I'm going to have the greatest time and make that day incredible for whoever we're going there for. And sometimes I think we allow our surroundings to determine, you know, our attitude and our outlook on things.
Yeah.
But if you make decisions that you're going to go in there and it's going to be incredible, even if there's only one person there, you're going to make that day the best day ever for that individual. And I think moments like that have really helped me a ton, because I was like, and to be honest, I had to fight the flesh side of me that's like, you know, would love to see numbers and this and that and so forth. And I'm just like, you know what? This is about people.
Right.
So I'm going to try to focus in on people and make, you know, a positive impact in their life. And like the one quote says, to the whole world, you might just be one person, but to one person, you might be the whole world.
Hmm. I like that a lot. That's awesome.
That was the perfect answer. It really was. I mean, you can just tell how sincere you guys are about what you're doing. And I think that it's so, it's contagious, you know. I don't know about you, Jordan, but like right now I have goosebumps and I can't stop smiling. I literally have this ridiculous smile on my face right now.
I can hear them talk all day. It's so encouraging. And so
it's
just awesome.
It's a beautiful thing. And you're such an inspiration to so many people. I want to know who inspires you.
David, you go first.
I have a few people. My parents are inspirational to me. They're very long-term ministers, and they've been traveling and doing that for over 30 years. And I have a gentleman that has probably been one of the most major influences in my life is Cliff Graham. And he essentially is kind of like a one-man red eye around the world. He just goes and he does different events and helps people and socially, physically, every way, every aspect that he can. But he's been to over, I think, 60-something countries, and he travels 6 months out of the year. And I've been with him for 4 or 5 years every summer, and he just changed my life just to be around someone. And I get a very Justin vibe when I'm around him, and his name is Cliff. I get a very Cliff vibe around Justin. So, those three people have really shaped me and grew me myself. And of course, Justin Bale inspires me because like many of people around him, they're also inspired because he's just that kind of person. He's an influential, happy. Don't record this because I never want to hear it again. Influential, happy, awesome person. But, that's kind of like the base of who's made me who I am.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Justin, who inspires you?
Justin's rubbing the tears away.
I'm sending a virtual tear to you now. Yes.
Cyber hug.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, that does mean more to me. And like, and as cheesy as it sounds, like when you were asking what do you like remember, it's moments like this that I'll replay over in my head over and over, time and time again, more than anyone would know. Or it's also a little humiliating, to be honest with you, that literally I'll replay moments like this over and over in my head, because I think so often we look for ways where we try to get the applause of man or just even people that, you know, we're serving, you know, wanting them to tell us every once in a while, thank you or good job or whatever. But the reality of it is I have to replay the moments and the memories and the incredible, words of encouragement from people, as well as just encourage myself. I think so often we try to look for ways where we try to get other people to tell us good job and give us a pat on the back. But the reality of it is most times people won't ever say thank you or good job or whatever. And we need to learn how to encourage ourselves. And that's something that my family has taught me. Is they've been incredible on just saying, hey, you know what, like they're, you know, the type of family that I was so fortunate to be raised in, a family that, you know, definitely isn't perfect, but I would say just about as close as you can get in the sense of just loving and encouraging me and just telling me, you know, do anything you want in life, just don't be lazy and, you know, just go for it. And so my parents definitely have been, you know, the ones to
just make such a huge impact in my life, as well as, you know, as the Falkers would say, JC, he's made a huge impact in my life, because, I mean, there's, our group has the widest range of people that are involved in it, from Jewish, Buddhist, Muslim, agnostic, atheist, and so forth backgrounds. But what's been so fun is so often I think people focus on the differences, but with Red Eye, we try to focus on what unifies us and the message of love. And I really do believe that God is love. And it's been the most beautiful thing of just trying to be a real friend to people in a world of hurt and pain and just being like, hey, you know, there is hope. And just trying to be hands of love extended.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I know Jordan and I are in the same boat and with putting family and family first. And I know that's who's inspired me. And Jordan, after many conversations with you, I know that your family is very influential.
Definitely.
But unfortunately, our conversation has to come to a close. I could talk to you guys for hours on
end.
That was like the best no ever. How can we find out more about Red Eye? We're going to post the website on our Facebook page. And is that the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, well, that or you can, you know, just try. You should definitely find David on Facebook because he loves this, you know, random cyberspace friend. That, and he still uses his MySpace
page. People are my favorite part of life.
Did you say MySpace? Oh, goodness.
Oh, David is the king of MySpace.
Classy, classy. Love it, love it. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us today. That is Justin Mayo and David Hudson from Red Eye. Special thank you to our producer, Chris Tischler, and Brent Carey, the master of all. Stay tuned. We'll wait for you guys next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Adios.